13 minutes past seven. They're the most vulnerable in our society, disabled children who can't speak and are placed in care. One young boy in this position with severe autism was treated in a private care home in a way that caused him significant harm, according to a recent court judgment. He was there for 2 years and lost 4 stone. It emerged that his carers knew little about autism and barely communicated with him. The home still advertises that it cares for children with autism and is currently rated by Ofsted as good. Sasha Berg now reports.
3 years ago, a severely autistic teenage boy from East London was sent to Island Lodge, a small privately run care home in Canvey Island, Essex. When he was angry, he would lash out. His local authority, the London Borough of Barking and Dagenham, said he was beyond parental control. His parents reluctantly accepted the placement. The boy doesn't speak, but conveyed his unhappiness in other ways. At Island Lodge, he stopped eating. He lost 4 stone in weight. He was very anxious and was often restrained by staff. His father was extremely worried. His words are spoken by one of our producers.
With everything he suffered at this place, they totally neglected him, unbelievably.
The local authority applied for a care order to keep the boy at Island Lodge. His parents got an expert in autism to visit. What she found was alarming. Staff were not properly trained, she said. He had been restrained at least 199 times. On one occasion, a staff member was said to have pushed the boy into a room so hard that he bounced off the wall. At the time, the parents were not told, and care home staff described the incident as lawful restraint.
I tried to forget about it a little bit. I still can't sleep. The way they were behaving there. Only he needed a little bit of encouragement, talking to him. We never had one single restraint in our life. Never needed to.
During the court case earlier this year, the local authority moved the boy to another residential special school, the most expensive in the country. The judge decided he should stay there, saying he'd suffered significant harm at Island Lodge and it would be harder now for his parents to look after him at home.
Island Lodge was never the right place. I'm told by those witnesses who have given evidence for the local authority that they thought they were buying care and education which were far different from that which was provided. If that is right, the local authority did not exercise due diligence.
The words of the judge, read by one of my colleagues. Stefan Liebrecht is from the London Borough of Barking and Dagenham.
I was shocked to hear that myself, and an explanation could be that our workers, both the independent reviewing officer and the reviewing social workers that visited the boy, were too impressed by the positive rating that was provided by Ofsted. And that's something we are now reviewing ourselves as to what we need to do to establish that the quality continues to be delivered, given that Ofsted ratings are not renewed every month.
Ofsted said it had reported concerns to the authority, who, they said, should have ensured the home met the child's needs. The London Borough of Barking and Dagenham says there's an acute shortage of places for children with complex needs, but it no longer sends children either to Island Lodge or the other two small care homes owned by Susan Potten, a former social worker, and her husband Bernard. The Island Lodge website still advertises care for autistic children. I asked Mr. and Mrs. Potten if they would talk to me about that, and the fact that their last full accounts, filed at Companies House, showed they took £300,000 out of the homes in a year, in dividend and salary for themselves. They declined.
My name's Dame Christine Lenehan. I'm Director of the Council for Disabled Children.
Dame Christine Lenehan knows more about this issue than almost anyone else. The government asked her to review residential special schools last year.
Well, we've got about 2,500 children in 52-week residential placements at the moment. We've got about 250 children in Tier 4 secure health settings with autism.
She doesn't believe this case is unique.
Am I confident that all of those settings meet needs? No, I'm not. Am I worried that there are children who are going through exactly the sort of level of restraint that this young man went through? Yes, I am.
She says the government should bring together health, education, local authorities and act.
I think it should be tackled urgently. I think we have to understand this group of children. I think we have to build local solutions. And I think we have to do some fairly clear work with the market to understand what we expect to deliver. And I also think we need changes to an inspection system that will pick this up.
Well, that was Sancha Berg reporting. We'll be talking after 8:30 to Anne Longfield, who's the Children's Commissioner for England. Time now 18 minutes past seven, and the Bank of England is going to hold its last meeting of the year later. With more on that here.